Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Hey, mama, welcome to the Navigating Postpartum Wellness podcast, where we're all about supporting you on this journey in motherhood. I'm Dre Williams, and today's episode, especially for new moms who are feeling overwhelmed and looking for ways to manage stress, while also maintaining your mental health and wellness along the way. Because becoming a mom is such a beautiful and transformative experience, but can also be incredibly demanding and stressful, just like all things that are new, right? It's easy to put your own needs on the back burner while focusing on your baby's care, but today we're going to explore some practical tips to help you prioritize your well-being. After all, your health is just as important as your baby's, right? First and foremost, let's talk about why self-care is crucial. As a new mom, your life has completely changed, and it's natural to feel overwhelmed. Trust me, I've been there twice. But remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. When you prioritize your own health and well-being, you're actually better equipped to care for your baby. Think about the times when you feel rested and you had time to yourself, and you go back to baby, and you're like, I love this. But imagine the days that you're just sleep-deprived. You're exhausted. You just want time to yourself. You are in a mental space of like, I just need a break. Or sometimes I know I was at a point where I want to run away. But that's why it's crucial to take care of yourself. And here are some practical tips for managing your stress. You can go for walks. One of the easiest ways to reduce stress is to get outside and move. You can get that stroller, take baby out as well, because I don't know what it is, but kids love outdoors or water activities, right? So a daily walk, even just around the block, can do wonders for your mood. Or go to the park or whatever it is. Fresh air, sunlight, and gentle exercise can help you clear your mind, boost your energy levels, and you'll feel recharged. You'll feel like, yes, right? Journaling. That's one of the greatest things you can do too. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be a powerful way to manage stress. Journaling allows you to process your emotions and reflect on your experiences. It doesn't have to be a lengthy entry. Just a few lines a day can make a difference. Plus, you can always look back and see how far you've come. And that's what I love about journaling. I have journals from even college. And I'm always like, wow, like, look how far I've come. And that's what keeps grounding me to know that even though I had challenges back then, but I overcame them and I made it through. So even in the season I am presently, in the present, I know I'm going to overcome the challenges I have in this season and be able to move forward. And then I'll have other ones, right? There's always going to be challenges, but you're going to get through them. So don't stress about it. Just go through the process and find ways to cope through the process, whether you need support, whether you need just more resources, whatever it is, you're going to get through it. And I know practicing deep breathing is just, see how I just did that? It just gives you clarity. When you're feeling overwhelmed, take a moment to focus on your breathing. Deep breathing exercises can help calm your nervous system and reduce anxiety. Try taking slow breaths. Try it with me. Deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth for a few minutes whenever you need a break. It's going to help you calm. Think about positive things. And one of the best tips too is seeking community. Connecting with other moms can provide support and validation, whether it's through a local parenting group, online forums, or just calling a friend. Sharing your experiences and hearing from others can be comforting. Imagine hearing someone going through the same thing you're going through. You're just like, wow, it's not just me, right? Versus like you feel isolated and it's just like, why am I dealing with this? But sometimes it's not just you. And that's why the Nurturing Mama membership offers a fantastic community where you can find support and advice tailored to your needs, along with personalized workshops, right? Those are amazing. Oh yeah, speaking of community that I just mentioned of Nurturing the Mama membership, if you're looking for a more structured support, the Nurturing Mama membership is an excellent resource. It's designed to help you integrate self-care practices into your daily life, connect with other moms, and access expert advice. It's a space where you can find not only practical tips that you can make and put into action right away, but also emotional support as you navigate the challenges of motherhood. Because no mom's experience is the same. I'm going to say it again. No mom's experience is the same. So you can have an experience night and day from someone else. That's why I say do not compare your journey. Instead, find the tools that's going to help you walk during your journey. Because no one's going to have the same labor as you, same delivery, the same baby as you. Each kid is different. Each postpartum is different. So don't think, I can just ask someone. Yes, we can take advice from people. We can have community. But at the end of the day, we have to trust our intuition. And that's why you want to gain that confidence in knowing, I got this. If I don't make the right decision all the time, it's okay, because that's a learning lesson. So make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who are going to uplift you, and they are going to trust your instincts with baby. And they may not always see it in the moment, okay? I've had plenty of experiences where people are like, what is she doing? But then in the long run, they're like, oh, okay, I see why she did that, right? So trust yourself, okay? Prioritize yourself. Remember that prioritizing yourself is not selfish. It's essential. Just as you focus on your baby needs, make sure to carve out time for yourself. Self-care might seem difficult with a newborn. Maybe you have a toddler. Maybe you have a preschooler, right? But even small actions can have a big impact. Your well-being is the foundation upon which you build a loving, healthy environment for your baby. Take that time for yourself. I'm recently in a season that I am enjoying because I'm in a place where I have prioritized myself in longer lengths of time. Now I'm able to have a day to myself, right? Now I'm like, wow, like I can get things done during that time. Or wow, I can take a nap during that time. It's not perfect every single day, but me being intentional every single day trying to find something for myself is so helpful. I'm not running crazy. I'm not like, what is going on? But these are the things that are going to help you. Also, make sure that you are being intentional about your time, intentional about planning things that you can control. You can control the meal preps. You can control the household tasks, like how you're going to get them done. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect every day, but if you have a system, you're going to be like, yes, I got this. Yes, I can do this, right? Check out my blogs at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com. You can read so many different ways about how I implement household systems, how my husband and I are in sync, because we're like, we are intentional about meeting. We are going to have our family meetings, okay? I don't care if it's in a drive going some to his parents' house, or if it's like we're sitting down or the kids are running around us, but we're going to discuss those things, because if we're not communicating, things get crossed, and that's where that stress increases. And you're like, I have a mental overload. I don't know what to do because I'm stressed and I'm overwhelmed. But sometimes you just have to find ways to minimize your stress. So I even encourage you to make a list of things that are stressing you out and figure out solutions. And if you're like, I need personalized support to figure out solutions, book a mommy momentum session with me. I will help you implement how you can reduce your stress. I do this for myself, and I'm noticing a difference. Continuously growing, finding things that work for me in the season that I am. And I want you to do the same. So that's it for today, for the Nurturing Mama, okay? But thank you for tuning in to Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope these tips help you manage the stress of new motherhood and remind you of the importance of taking care of yourself. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with other new moms who might benefit from this advice. Remember, you're doing an amazing job. No one can do the job like you, and you deserve to feel your best. Until next time, remember, take care of yourself and nurture that beautiful bond with your baby and your partner. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself, because you deserve it.